我们去了解更多的法，比如现在的眼识、耳识等等，这件事情有用吗？
非常有用。
Very useful.
And what is the benefit of hearing about these things?
那听到这些细节是有什么好处呢？
就是对当下的实相能够有更清晰的了解，了解会产生就那些以前有的贪嗔痴，因为了解，所以以前的贪嗔痴就会越来越少了。
Because understanding the reality now is reduced lobha dosa.
Is the purpose of developing understanding to reduce lobha and dosa and moha?
我们了解法、建立智慧的目的是为了减少贪嗔痴吗？
是为了了解无我的真相。
To understand anatta, the truth.
And why is it useful to understand anatta, the truth?
为什么可以帮助了解无我还有真相？
因为在了解的过程中，可以体验到那些生起灭去的法，都是在因缘条件下来的，然后就走了，并没有什么可以去控制他们。
Because start to understand the realities arising and passing away because our condition is not by any control.
Yes, one begins to see the conditioned nature of all realities, right?
是的，所以是不是我们开始逐渐去知道法是有因缘条件的这个特色？
是的。
But without hearing about individual dhammas in detail, is it possible that awareness can begin to understand, awareness and panya can begin to understand the anatta nature of different dhammas?
所以如果没有一个一个去了解各个不同的法，我们有可能去知道它是无我的吗？
根本就没有可能，我们只会不断地陷在时间的概念里面。
Not possible, will be absorbed in the concept.
Right. So awareness of hearing and sound, compared to awareness of, say, lobha and dosa, is one more valuable, more beneficial than the other? Awareness of one object more useful than awareness of the other?
当我们觉知到耳识、声音、眼识等等，跟觉知到贪爱、嗔恨等等，有没有觉知到哪一个比另外一个更有用？就是不同的法，你觉知的时候，我们谈眼识、耳识，你刚谈贪嗔，你觉知到这些不同的法，有没有因为觉知 A 会比觉知 B 更好？
那没有，
no.
因为我这也不是我们自己可以控制的。
Because it's not beyond our, it's not under our control.
也不能去选择。
We cannot choose.
That's correct. But, and also another way of explaining it is that all dhammas can be taken for self. So unless awareness is developed of different dhammas that arise in daily life, they will still be taken for self.
当我们要学着了解诸法无我的时候，表示现在我们把它都当成是我了，所以我们也是学着了解一个一个，如果没有它没有成为觉知的对象，我们一定会把它当成是我。
And this is the understanding that helps to reduce and eventually eradicate wrong view of self.
这样子的了解的累积才能够逐渐根除邪见。
If there was awareness only of the defilements, for example, if we had that idea didn't think it was worthwhile considering the true nature of hearing and seeing, then there would still be the idea of a self.
如果只是刻意，如果只是比较关心去觉知贪爱嗔恨这些不善的污染，而不是说所有的法都可以去了解。其实这背后还是有一个我在。
And what is the best way of studying the Dhamma?
了解佛法、研读佛法最好的方式是什么？
最好的方式。 我觉得首先是应该听有智慧的人先去听他们讲给我们，然后去我们去认真的去理解，然后呢在理解了的时候在生活中去体验。
OK
去经验吧。
Hearing from the wise and then try to understand what we hear, we heard, and then verify in daily life.
And that is the beginning of wise consideration that we were talking about earlier.
这是我们刚刚之前讨论的，这样是开始思慧，没错，这是开始思慧。
And since all Dhammas are not self, can we arrange to hear from the wise and hear the true Dhamma?
既然诸法无我都不受控制哦，我们可以去安排让自己听到有用的佛法吗？
肯定是安排不了的。
No, we cannot arrange.
Right. It happens by conditions.
Yes.
听到是因缘条件。
是的。
And if we just repeat the words we've heard, or just study the words in the book and memorize them and learn the names and the details, is this study of Dhamma? Is this wise considering?
No, no. I don't think so. 不是。
如果我们只是从别人那里听到他佛陀说了什么，我们从书上读到，这样就算思慧了吗？不是。
So wise considering is not just repeating words or learning certain Pali terms or memorizing lists in the books. It has to be, as Ajahn said at the very beginning, the studying has to be the wise considering of the reality at this moment.
所以只是别人的话，只是去重复一些话，是不是思慧的？好，要去思考。
Like hearing now, it's not a matter of learning the word or learning the Pali term or studying the details in the book, but the understanding of what hearing is at this very moment when it arises, so that there can be direct understanding of Dhamma at this moment, which hears sound.
所以思慧一定要跟现在是有关系的，现在有耳识，有声音被听到，他们就是一个机会被了解。
So study, as used in the Buddha's teachings, it's not like conventional idea of study, making the right notes, learning the terms, reading through the book. It's the understanding and awareness right now of the reality which appears at this moment.
所以当我们说研读佛法的时候，这个研读跟我们传统上的研读学问是不一样的，不是只是做得很漂亮的笔记什么什么把它背起来，而是现在有没有智慧跟觉知，了解现在的实相。